AirstreamRadio.com. Radio for the inside. Good morning. I hope your day is shaping up exactly the way you'd hoped it would. It's currently 7:50 a.m. on Thursday, September 15th, 2005, and I'm Andy Mack, your host. On this day, I'm bringing all Air Radio listeners up to date on what's going on with the podcast feed you're listening to right now. Whether you're a subscriber or you've downloaded Uncommon Knowledge, Podsonics, This Week on Air, Boondockin', or The Human Source Code, the fact is, all the Airstream Indie Radio feeds except The Human Source Code will be going on hiatus for an unspecified period of time beginning this month, September 2005. So today we're pointing all the shows to this podcast so everyone can get this message. Now, all shows that have been previously recorded will continue to be available through the website, but all the feeds will not be regularly updated after September. That is, except The Human Source Code. So all you guys and gals at The Human Source Code, just keep your dial right there and come and check out one other thing I'm about to tell you right now. Here's the absolute, genuine truth of the matter. Two significant things have happened that prompt us this change. First, five podcast feeds and two people who are musicians and have a lot of research to do already is a surefire recipe for no sleep. Jack and I realized we'd bet off about 5,000 pounds more munchies than we could chew. Now, as long as we need to continue working on other things besides podcasting, well, we've made a priority out of reminding each other that there's still only two of us. Second, and this is much, much more important. Oops, hold on. I just realized that I don't have... there we go. I was hearing some popping against the mic. Okay. So we're reminding each other that there's still only two of us. But there's something much more important by comparison. Over 7 years, Jag and I have been researching a single subject that seemed to be going nowhere, but it finally broke loose and the motherlode arrived. What we've learned about the Mayan calendar recently, these most recent discoveries, well, my friend, it's going to blow your mind. And if you think I'm kidding, think again. The new podcast feed is called Mayan Calendar Cast. It is not a travel guide to South America, nor is it a look at the culture of the Maya as a curiosity in history to study. No, 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 that's not even close. What we're going to be showing you in this podcast is what the Maya understood that we, in our modern world, have become blind to. Now I'm talking about the classical Maya, that period between 200 and 900 AD. During that period, these astromathematicians and incredible architects created a precision time instrument that still baffles and astonishes scientists today. We're going to show you how significant this calendar is. We're also going to talk about how critical it is that the true Mayan calendar ends counting days after 5,000 years on October 28, 2011. We're going to tell you why we're convinced that 2011 is as the end date is more accurate than the most commonly known 2012. And we're going to tell you what this means to you. Now let me ask you a personal question. Does time seem to be accelerating? Do you seem to have more to do than you can get done these days? Are your relationships experiencing significant shifts? Perhaps you're finding things are just happening really fast. Are you feeling like something's going on, but you can't put your finger on it? As you watch weather patterns around the world changing, political, social, and economic patterns shifting like never before, and faster than ever before, don't you wonder if there is some information that would help to guide you in and through all of that? Now, I'm going to suggest to you right now that subscribing to Mayan Calendar Cast is the best thing you could do for yourself, your family, and everyone you know. No matter how you came to listen to this podcast right now, whether it's in the Uncommon Knowledge feed, Podsonics, This Week on Air, Boondockin, or the Human Source Code, and no matter how you found it, whether through iTunes or one of the other 17,000 syndicated places across the net, I'm going to ask you to go right now to www.airstreamradio.com and subscribe to Mayan Calendar Cast. All Air Radio podcast feeds will not be regularly updated after September 2005. For the rest of this year and forward, Mayan Calendar Cast and the Human Source Code are the only two feeds we'll be producing. Now, are we going to absolutely give up on everything else? No, it's on hiatus. We're just going to have to see how things go. And we'll take it from there. But for now, this is what's happening. All the shows will still be available, yes, but give yourself a gift today. Subscribe to the Mayan Calendar Cast and get ready for hot and incredible content coming later this month. We're going to break down the often confusing information about the Mayan calendar, and we're putting it into bite-sized pieces that not only make sense, but we'll make going through these next 6 years easier. Final note, a significant cyclical change is just ahead. November 28, 2005, according to the Mayan calendar, we will be entering another 360-day frequency shift. You may feel major change on or around that day or within weeks of that time period. Could be before or after. There's a whole lot to what the Maya understood. For 1,000 years, a calendar that had fallen into relative obscurity came once again to the consciousness of the whole world. In 1987, the news media in every country carried a story that brought this calendrical system out of the past and once again into our future. The Mayan calendar was meant to come again to our world. What were the Maya timing? If it wasn't endless repeating cycles the way our Gregorian calendar does, then what? You will learn what they were timing and why the end date. And more so, the waves of the cycles of creation present at the very core of this calendar are so critically important to you and I right now. I want to make it very, very clear that this podcast is about hope. It's about evolution. It is about winning. It's about victory. And it's about turning the tides through conscious choice. It isn't about doomsday. Not at all. Is that potential there? Yes, it is. Which is why we must educate and inform ourselves. Jag and I, as de facto researchers, we've been at this for a long time, and I can only tell you that such incredible and significant inner change has happened in our lives. It goes way, way beyond anything I could explain or articulate to you in a way that might even make any difference. This is something you have to experience for yourself, and the best thing you can do is at least become aware of this information. And, you know, hey, that's all any one of us can do, isn't it? Now, once again, please go to www.airstreamradio.com and subscribe today. I'd like to personally thank every single listener for subscribing to Air Radio podcast shows. When you visit the site, you'll see it's been redesigned, and we're still making changes, so be patient with us. There's a lot of work yet to do. Now, when this new podcast feed begins, I just want you to know I'm looking forward to this journey with you together. Jag asked me to send you his hellos, too. Before he left at 4:30 this morning, he made that request. So I've done my part. So tell him, would you? I'm Andy Mack for AirstreamRadio.com. Hey, smile today. It's good for your face and for someone else's. I'll see you in the MCC Mayan Calendar Cast. Come on, let's make this happen. Bye for now.